Lawmakers in several states are pondering an expanded child tax credit to help parents pay the bills. This is happening now even in deep red Montana. You may remember the federal version of this, the child tax credit. It was popular with families, but the pandemic era expansion has already expired. Amelia Thompson DeVoe is a senior writer who covers politics for 538. She's been looking into what states are proposing and joins us now. Amelia, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, can you remind us how the expanded child tax credit used to work federally?
So when the expanded child tax credit existed briefly, it essentially did two things. It expanded the amount of money that was available per child. It depended a little bit on the age of the child. And it brought the money to families monthly. So that was a big change in how people were experiencing the child tax credit. Instead of getting a full amount of money when they filed their taxes in the spring, they would get monthly checks of up to $300. And those monthly checks went out for about 6 months in 2021.
Right. So it was kind of like this bonus just showed up. So Republicans want more restrictions on the child tax credit and who can get it, while Democrats want it to be available to more people. Last week on the show, Democratic Congressman Jimmy Gomez of California expanded on this dilemma.
We prefer that it's fully advanceable and refundable. Why? Because if it only applies to the people that owe taxes, then it doesn't help working people that often need the help the most. That's a big policy difference that we're fighting with Republicans.
And President Biden called for the expanded child tax credit to be revived during his State of the Union speech. But what's the main argument for Republicans who've spoken out against it? Because it seems very popular.
Well, it's popular, but Republicans are afraid that essentially it will reward people for not working and that it will deter parents from getting jobs because they have what is essentially a small but significant guaranteed monthly income from the government. So they've proposed either restrictions for who can receive it, or simply trying to reduce child poverty, which was one of the major benefits of the child tax credit, in other ways.
Now, Montana's the biggest of the red states considering expanding the child tax credit. What's being floated there?
So Montana is really interesting. As part of the Republican governor's budget proposal, they are considering a state child tax credit, and that would be new in Montana. Some states do have child tax credits, but not most of them. And so for a lot of the states that are thinking about this proposal, it would be introducing one for the first time, not expanding it the way the federal government did briefly during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And in Montana, the details are still being negotiated, but it would be a fairly substantial payment that they're considering, $1,200 per child under the age of six, but it would be restricted to families who had below a certain income, so it would not go to everyone.
Now, our friends at Montana Public Radio have talked with parents about this proposal. One is Shay Kumaeva of Missoula, who has a one-year-old daughter named Asa.
And, do you want some milk?
Kumaeva runs her own cleaning business to have flexibility to care for her daughter. And her husband works in construction full time. And even though their family has a difficult time making ends meet, they would not benefit from the proposed child tax credit in Montana. The family's combined income is just over the $50,000 maximum threshold for households to qualify.
The people that make the rules are just living in a world that doesn't exist for everyone else. And so it's got to be hard for them. It must be hard to understand why people need more representation and more help.
Amelia, what does this family story illustrate to you?
It's really one of the challenges of this policy for politicians, because you can set income caps that make sense. But unless the income caps are fairly high, a significant number of families won't be included. And that's just the reality. And so it's a politically tricky endeavor where if you want to make it more targeted, make it less costly,
You will exclude some people who feel like they need it, but if you make it broader, then you will probably incur criticism from people who think that the program is too expensive or it's going to people who don't strictly need the money.
Amelia Thompson-DeVoe is a senior writer who covers politics for 538. Amelia, thank you.
Thank you.